Welcome to Crackers and Milk Podcast. This is your host, David, and my buddy Jake is here. We are going through our top 10 superhero movies. We're going to do honorable mentions. Then we're going to go through our 10 through 6 with one sentence of description of why we like it. And then our 5 through 1, we are going to try and dissect that as best we can and explain why they are our top 5. So, Jake.
Yes.
What? How many honorable mentions are you going to say, really? Like, what was your thought about how many you were going to talk about?
Well, I have quite a list of honorable mentions.
Okay.
Well, there's lots of superhero movies,
yeah.
But I couldn't put them all in my top 10.
Well, yeah.
So, I'm just going to say each one.
Okay.
Scott Pilgrim versus the World, Doctor Strange, The Dark Knight, Black Panther. Yeah, I see that look in your face.
yeah, that last, not Black Panther. The Dark Knight was a little like, okay.
Ant-Man and the Wasp, mm-hmm. The Wolverine, very underrated. Unbreakable.
Okay.
Iron Man, The Amazing Spider-Man 1 and 2.
And that's the one, the second Spider-Man.
Yeah, the Andrew Garfield.
Andrew Garfield one.
Yeah,
okay.
Avengers Infinity War.
Okay.
It's great, but it's not there yet.
Yeah.
And The Rocketeer.
See, okay. I want to mention this Rocketeer thing. I've been thinking about this one because I remember me and you talking about this a long time ago. And I thought, that could be in Jake's top 10 because I know he talked about it and he said he liked it at one point. Mm-hmm. Or like you thought highly of.
So they would all be tied for number 11, but The Rocketeer is number 11.
Oh, okay. So it's more of like Rocketeer 11, and then the rest are like 11A ties.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I would get that. I get that. So I did more of like a top 21 because I couldn't really. I'm like, well, I like these ones, but I don't know. Spider-Man Homecoming was the last one, and then Batman Returns, Avengers, the first one, and then Civil War, Iron Man, the first Captain America, Deadpool 2, Guardians 2, Wonder Woman, Black Panther, and then Doctor Strange. And then one last one that I saw last night, it's Kick Butt, or Kick ASS.
I know the film.
Yeah, that one. I saw that one last night, and I remember seeing it a long time ago thinking, oh, this is a little weird. But then I saw it last night. I was like, oh, yeah, okay. This is a good movie. This is a good superhero movie. It's a little interesting, but it's a good superhero movie.
Based on a very interesting comic.
Yeah.
The Big Daddy character that Nick Cage plays is nothing like his comic counterpart.
Oh, it really?
Really.
Yeah, but a lot of times they don't do that, do they?
Well, pretty much everybody else in that movie was spot on to the characterizations of the original comic book, but Big Daddy was not.
I'm going to have to read that now that you say it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to have to read it because I know that it would be interesting to see. Because I know I've read like Spider-Man and Deadpool and some other comics, and it's like, okay, these things really do these characters that they have portrayed in the movies kind of go along with this character in the comic book. So, yeah. I'm going to have to give it a shot now. Okay, your top 10?
Number 10.
Okay, I think this is what we should do with this one is you do 10, I do my 10, kind of go like that.
I agree.
Okay.
All right, number 10, Thor Ragnarok. It was funny with great action.
That's a good one. Okay. I did X-Men 2. It still holds up. Like after 10 years, it still holds up. Or however long it took. It still holds up. It's a great comic. The opening scene is awesome. One of the best.
So, number 9.
Yeah.
A movie you just talked about.
X-2. Nice.
It was the class of the superhero movies for a long time.
Yeah, and that's what I see. When I researched it or researched more of the movies, it's like X2 was one of those. And another Another one was too. Well, I didn't want to mention Spider-Man 2 because I think Spider-Man 2 is going to be on your list, but I don't know.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see.
Guardians of the Galaxy 1. I love the music. It made me laugh. And I think it reinvigorated you into the Marvel universe again.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was funny. It was personally funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Number 8.
8.
Spider-Man Homecoming.
Oh.
So, I liked how hopeful it was.
Yeah. That's all you got to say about it?
That's really all I got to say about it.
Do you think they did a better job at introducing the Spider-Man and introducing the origins than they did before? Than the other ones?
No, but I couldn't put Amazing Spider-Man 1 on the list because it was just, it wasn't as good.
Yeah.
As Spider-Man Homecoming, even though they did a much better job of the origin story,
yeah,
even than the Tobey Maguire ones.
Yeah. Okay. I get that. I just had to ask that question.
Yeah.
Mine is Unbreakable. I loved the normal man being a superhero and someone not breaking the bones. Just kind of like that, yeah. Where they kind of applied it to everyday life almost.
Yeah, M. Night Shyamalan's sneaky superhero trilogy.
Yes.
Starter.
Yes, and it's still one that I enjoy watching.
All right.
So then you did the you did 8 first, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'll do my 7 first.
Okay.
Dark Knight Rises.
Okay.
I loved the symbolism of Bane. Like, I just can't get past the symbolism of Bane, personally.
Okay.
As a personal belief, yeah.
All right. My number 7 is the first Guardians of the Galaxy.
Wow.
It was funny, and it came out of nowhere. Yeah. I had 0 expectations for that movie, and it blew me away.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah. Totally understand that. Okay, then you're 6.
My number 6 was The Avengers.
Oh, okay.
I felt it was amazing how they brought all those characters together in a movie, and it actually worked. Mm-hmm. Because we've seen movies where it didn't necessarily work. I'm looking at you, Avengers Age of Ultron.
Oh, yeah. So much. I watched that last night, and I was like, I fell asleep in the first 10 minutes.
Yeah. Age of Ultron is a mess of a movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Mine is Days of Future Past. X-Men. I liked the mesh of old and new.
Yeah.
And back to the future sort of things. I enjoyed that. Like, that really kind of gets to me. And it just makes me think more about, like, all that around that time in the 70s and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
You know, people's choices.
Yeah.
So it has a lot of, like,
that Quicksilver scene.
Oh, man, dude.
That makes most of the movie for me.
To me, like, I was telling my nieces, I watched my nieces with Ultron, mm-hmm. and I pointed to their Quicksilver in Ultron, and it's like, they messed up on this guy.
They did.
They did. The X-Men has the better Quicksilver.
They do.
The way better. But this one, Ultron has the better Scarlet Witch, but they didn't. Yeah. They've never introduced the Scarlet Witch in
the X-Men. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
And then me, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We're at top 5.
Top 5.
Okay. This is what I think we should do. Say our top 5, and then let's talk about it.
Okay.
What do you think?
I think so.
Okay. Number 5, Thor Ragnarok.
All right.
Thor Ragnarok. I enjoyed that one.
Oh, so
it was just fun for me.
Cate Blanchett is Hela, one of the best Marvel villains.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Overall story was excellent. I mean, yeah. Jeff Goldblum hit it out of the park.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, and I liked them. I liked guy that was trying to uprise. Do the uprising in the jail, like he was the rock guy.
Yeah.
He was fun. And then the scene where they see the champion and Thor kind of goes through, and then you have the sequence of Loki too, like the Hulk just slams yeah. him. But anyways, but yeah, we could talk more about it after we go through our 5.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So
your number five?
My number five is The Dark Knight Rises.
I can't ever disagree with you.
So the symbolism that they used in there, how it was a tale of two cities.
Yeah.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
The court with no justice. How he sacrifices his life to save Gotham. Mm-hmm. But did he die? Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, so then you go first on this next one, right?
On number four?
On number four, yeah.
Well, we talked about this. Spider-Man 2.
See, I knew you were going to have it on there because it was X-Men 2 and Spider-Man 2.
Were the class of the superhero movies. Yes. Yeah. But I put Spider-Man 2 much higher on my list because the train fight versus Dr. Octopus.
Yeah.
You take that scene away from that movie, it's an okay movie.
Yeah.
But, oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. That was just my favorite Marvel movie for a long time because of that train scene.
No, and like it's one that sticks out to you. Like you could see it. Like I can see it. It's like, oh my gosh, that's a great fight. And then like also like the personal level of this was the one with Peter being choosing. Like, because didn't he have at times where he didn't know what he was?
Yeah, so
because I haven't seen this one in a long time, but I love, like, I enjoyed it.
He gave up the Spider-Man, and it showed. It was some pretty comical scenes, like he sees a guy getting mugged, and he just looks, shrugs his shoulders, and keeps walking. And it's sad that that guy's getting mugged, but man, I laughed in the theater at that.
Yeah,
and then he finally figures out who he is, and. Him and Dr. Octopus fight, and Harry finds out who he is, and sets up that disastrous third movie.
Very disastrous.
Oh my gosh, that movie's so bad.
I tried to watch that on Netflix, and it's like, oh, really?
The dance scene.
Oh my goodness. Like, I got to the bank robbery, and I just, like, fell asleep, because it's like, I can't watch this. This is not a good movie at all.
Yeah. I can see where Sam Raimi was, what he was trying to do.
Yeah.
It just didn't work.
Yeah. Yeah. My four is Logan.
All right. A movie I have not seen.
The lessons, the personal lessons that you can learn with Wolverine. Like, there's this opportunity where he's teaching this girl where he's dying.
His clone.
Yeah. Well, his clone, they kill this clone, but then Wolverine's dying, and he says to this girl, like, don't become what they want you to become, basically.
Yeah.
And so it's like, don't become an animal. And then he finally understands the feeling of family, the feeling of belonging instead of that loner type of thing. And the only thing I think about with Logan is this is a Western.
Yeah.
All it is a Western, and it's just this lone man thing. And it was a really good, good movie.
I know how it ends because of, I read a lot of stuff and how his death was predicted in The Wolverine by, I forget her name, but that mutant who could predict the future. He's like, you will die holding your heart in your hand. And he's holding his quote unquote daughter's hand.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah. No, yeah. That's good.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay. Then my third is Infinity War. I couldn't, the third one, like, because I put things there, it's been so tough for me. Like, that third one, the first two have always been easy. It's like, oh, yeah, these are my top two. But, like, that third one. Because then it's like, well, is Logan better than Infinity War? Or is it, like, then you have to, like, go through. And I don't even know if I'm convinced that 3 Infinity War is there. Because it's like, well, it's good, but it's new. It's, like, brand new. I don't know if it will stand the test
of time. It was amazing how well the movie flowed, considering how many characters they brought into it.
Yeah.
Because when you're going from the Scarlet Witch and Vision to Captain America to, oh, Thor's all of a sudden here. Yeah. And yeah.
Yeah. The only thing, well, I want to talk about it more in depth is the last, like the thing I think that made it more stand out is one, the Guardians of the Galaxy's song that came in. I really liked that song, Rubber Band Man.
Mm-hmm.
And then also Captain America and Thanos at the end.
Yeah.
Where Thanos was surprised. It was just like, oh. I had to watch that scene over again because
yeah,
it was like, okay, so they showed me that Thanos was surprised at the strength of Captain America. And also, I did like when Captain America came in, like his song. Like, that's a good song that comes in, man.
Yeah,
it's
when,
like, oh, yeah, that's awesome.
When one of Thanos' children is looking at the guy standing behind the train and throws a spear at him and catches it. Yeah, it's an awesome movie. I just couldn't put it in my top 10 yet.
No. And, like, that's the great thing. It's like, well, that's your opinion. This is my opinion about it. And we weigh it differently.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, then
your first two. My number three.
Oh, your number three.
Is Wonder Woman.
Oh.
That is DC done right.
That's their only done right movie, though, so far.
So there's parts of other movies that are more than perfect.
That's parts.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like for Spider-Man 2, I could forgive most of its sins for that one scene of the train fight.
Yeah.
The scene's done right in Dawn of Justice. I refuse to call it Batman versus Superman. Dawn of Justice.
Yeah.
Was not enough for me to forgive its sins.
Mm-hmm. I could see that.
Wonder Woman had its sins, but it had enough awesomeness to overcome all of that.
Yeah.
Now, granted, it ends with a cheesy CGI villain, but I don't care.
Yeah.
It was still awesome.
Yeah.
And just the characterization that she was in and how Ares is, like, some of the things he does, it's like, well, that's the devil.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't do these things. Look, I just whispered in their ears and they did it. Yes. Yeah. The World War II setting was really good.
Oh, my goodness, dude. Yeah.
I mean, it was a little silly. Chris Pine flying a plane perfectly, turning it to the side, dropping a bomb, destroying the factory in Turkey. But like I said, there was enough good about Wonder Woman that I forgive its sins of its silliness.
See, and like to me that I loved how they characterized Wonder Woman. And then I think she has one of the best music intros.
Oh, yes.
One of the best. It's like, oh, yeah, this is an awesome music intro. Just, and that's one, like, that was one that was a little, like, I love that musical intro and the World War One stuff.
Yeah.
The whole universe in there. And it's like they tie her in the future to the past and show. And it's like, oh, man, this is such a great job.
So, like, Ares is in that council trying to get everybody, we need to sign this peace treaty with Germany. That's the one thing that guaranteed World War II.
Yeah.
Was that the British didn't crush the Germans.
Yeah.
So he gave us another war, and that led to the Korean War, which led to the Vietnam War, which led to the Cold War, World War One was the start of
everything.
Everything.
Oh yeah, like okay, I've watched documentaries about that stuff, and you can't blame our society when we went to Vietnam in the 60s or in the 50s when we started, when we were in there, like in the 1960s with Kennedy. You had to go back to Eisenhower. You had to go back to Truman. But then it's like, wait, no. This all started back then.
Yeah.
It didn't start anywhere else. It started in World War One, and the Ken Burns documentary does start that. It's like, hey, World War One came. This is what happened, and then the French came back, and it's just crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy, crazy, crazy.
Crazy.
Okay, then number
We're on two. Number two.
And is it you?
Yeah. If you want me to go?
Yeah, you go first.
Captain America, the Winter Soldier.
Ooh. See, I'm not surprised by that Winter Soldier one, because I've heard and I've read that it's one of the best movies ever, one of the best super movies ever made.
So, I love spy movies. I love James Bond. I love the Jason Bourne movies.
Yeah.
This was a spy movie with superheroes.
Huh. I didn't think of it that way.
Yeah.
See, I'm going to have to give this one a much more.
Yeah.
Much more look at it.
Yeah, watch it again. It's an excellent movie. Okay. You don't really know who's the bad guy is until the end, and
yeah,
the fight scene in the elevator, all of it. I love it. I love that movie.
All right, my number two is Incredibles. One,
yeah,
because I watched that recently, and one, the graphics still hold up,
mm-hmm.
and the characters were well constructed and well put together, and you saw their everyday, you know, of course their ability to be superheroes was taken away, but then you realize with some things that you can't, I don't know, you just can't, it takes the powers away, and then he can't do anything, so then there's frustration growing in his life. And then he still helps people out subversively.
Yeah, and he punches his boss through a wall. And
Yeah. So, yeah, to me, it's just one good one. Good one.
I can't argue with that. All right.
Okay, you're number two.
My number two.
Then my number one.
Yes.
The Dark Knight.
I figured it was coming.
Yeah. I don't know. I still question it a little bit because was it good? You had great actors.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't agree with the change at Rachel, but at the same time, I understand that Katie Holmes couldn't do it.
No, Maggie Gyllenhaal was so good where Katie Holmes was not. She played the character Wooden, and this is a guy who had a big crush on Katie Holmes when Dawson's Creek. Yeah.
That
was high school. Yeah, high school times. But, yeah. Okay. She was Wooden in Batman Begins. And
so you think it was a better choice?
Oh, it was a much better choice.
Close. Do you think they could have chosen somebody else for that role besides Maggie Gyllenhaal? But at the same time, who would fit that role at that time? At that age.
Yeah. Who else would you have picked? So.
Yeah. Yeah. I liked Aaron Eckhart as Two-Face.
Yeah.
He did a pretty good job at that one. And then Heath Ledger, of course, did a great job. But
I want to know, if he hadn't have died, would we remember it so fondly?
And would we say that it was really that great of a performance? Yeah. Because Jack Nicholson did a great job as the first Joker.
Yeah.
And then Heath Ledger does this crazy job. But I think also the question of who would you save, prisoners or civilians?
Yeah.
And it's I think that probably gets to people a lot because it's who would I do? And I remember at that time, when it did come out, that was a big thing. That was a really big thing, that questioning.
And you may have noticed, I mentioned it in my honorable mentions.
Yeah.
It's not going to be on my list.
Of course.
Because it just left me with a heavy, dark feeling that I didn't like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't like that, that's his character arc, but Harvey Dent was the White Knight of Gotham.
Yeah.
And he got destroyed, and he became Two-Face. And while I love Two-Face in the comics and the animated series, and Mark Hamill is the Joker, don't ever forget that. It made me sad.
And I think I can see that. I can understand that where it is a very dark movie. It's just dark. You have the chaotic, chaos that goes along with the Joker and what he portrayed and what he wanted. Yeah. And
do I look like a guy with a plan? Yeah, your whole movie's a plan.
I know.
The whole plot is you planning stuff.
And that's the one question that I always wonder about it, because it's like, okay, Bane does have a plan. Bane does definitely does have a plan. Like, this is what we're doing. We are destroying
Gotham.
And then Joker comes out with like, well, I'm an agent of chaos and I want to just screw everything up. But it's like, well, doesn't that make it a plan? Because
you
he would always say the one rule that Batman wouldn't break. I'm going to have you break that one rule that Batman. And it's like, well, he has no rules. It seems like he has no rules, but wait, doesn't that mean you do have a rule? I don't know what the rule was, but seems like it. Maybe he had to be chaotic, and that was his one rule.
Yeah.
One rule of Joker is like, okay, I'm going to be chaotic. It seems silly.
It's a great movie. It's just, like I said, leaves me with a dark feeling that I didn't like. And I don't think we'd remember it as fondly if Heath Ledger had continued to live.
Yeah.
I think The Dark Knight Rises would have been better if he would have been.
Yeah, adding the Joker, because he had, because they would have to add the Joker.
You watch The Dark Knight again. That's what Christopher Nolan was setting up, was them in another movie together.
Yeah. And then that stuff happened.
Yeah.
Silly. Oh, well.
All right. My number one.
Yes.
The Incredibles.
I can't ever disagree with this one.
Because you go into that movie, it's a superhero movie, but you have no preconceived notions about what these characters should be.
Yeah,
I will always have a preconceived notion about who Superman should be, who Batman should be, who Captain America should be, who Iron Man should be.
Yeah.
With Mr. Incredible, no preconceived notions.
Mm-hmm.
Because how strong is he? Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
How far can Elastigirl stretch? Doesn't matter. How fast is Dash? Doesn't matter.
Violet?
How big can she make her force fields? It doesn't matter.
And then Jack-Jack?
How many powers does he have? It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because these are brand new characters.
Yeah.
So I might have, like, the second one, you notice, wasn't in my honorable mentions or anything.
Yeah.
Because I just look at it as it's all the same movie.
Oh, it is? You think so?
I think one and two are the same movie.
Have you seen two?
I have seen two.
Is it? So it's the same movie, so it's just as good.
Mm-hmm.
You'd say it's just as good, but it wouldn't be your top number one.
No, I can't put it on the list because that's technically they're not the same movie.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I get that. I see that.
Because, I saw that in the movie theater like four times. I liked it so much.
Incredibles 1?
Yes.
Oh, okay. See, like, I saw The Dark Knight three or four times.
Seen it once.
Yeah.
I know I need to give it a rewatch, but...
Well, I don't know, because, like, sometimes it is that... Sometimes with Christopher Nolan stuff, it's tough because you watch it enough, it's like, wait, hold on. This cut does not make sense.
Yeah.
Why are you going from here to here? I don't get it.
No, he's a masterful filmmaker, but... Yeah. I loved his Batman trilogy, but let's face it, Inception and Interstellar, or even The Prestige, are better movies.
Oh my goodness, yes, they are.
Yeah,
so much better. Like, I like them. I like the Dark Knight series, and it's great, and it re-emphasized superheroes again.
Yeah,
where they did a great job. But
yeah, it did a good job of erasing the Batman and Robin, George Clooney, and the only way I can watch that is if I pretend that's Adam West.
The George Clooney one?
Yeah. Well, go watch it and pretend it's Adam West.
Yeah.
And it makes sense for what it is.
Oh, okay. So, like, kind of like the 66 Batman.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You could see George Clooney doing the Bat Tootsie. You could. It has the same pow, pow. So, yes, Christopher Nolan's Batman Begins and his Dark Knight and the Dark Knight Rises didn't erase it from our memories, but it did a good job of making it serious again.
Yeah.
where Tim Burton's Batman was...
The first two, right?
Yeah, was serious. Joel Schumacher's was not.
What was Joel Schumacher's?
He directed both Batman Forever and Batman and Robin.
Okay, and then Tim Burton did the Batman and then Batman Returns.
Yes.
Yeah, those were two serious. And those ones, like... Or they were serious, and I liked those movies, too.
Wait, because Tim Burton didn't get to make the third one. Michael Keaton didn't want to be Batman anymore.
Oh. He was a good Batman.
He
was a really good
Batman. He, by far, has been the best Bruce Wayne.
Yeah. Because he can definitely put on that, like, good, rich man personality and the crazy part that you realize Batman is crazy. Yeah. Batman is just crazy.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right.
Okay.
There's our list.
Yes. There's the list. Do we need to go? I think we should go through reasons, right? Or no?
What do you mean by reasons?
Or do you think we talked enough about them?
I think we talked enough about them. I mean, I think you all know how I feel about The Dark Knight.
I do want to say one thing about Infinity War, though.
Yes.
So, that scene with Captain America and Thanos at the end.
Yeah.
Where, at first, they did fight a little bit, but then Thanos threw him off to the side, then he came back.
Yeah.
And then Captain America just was... showed his strength, his inner strength and the strength, and Thanos was massively surprised.
Yes.
Where it was like, oh, I have to take these people serious.
Yeah.
I need to take these people serious.
So, when he snaps his finger, why doesn't he get rid of them?
He gets rid of some of them.
All the original Avengers are still alive.
Hmm. Well, isn't it supposed to be random?
I don't know. I mean, I guess you could say not all the original Avengers, because would you consider Nick Fury part of the Avengers?
Well, he's the leader. I don't know if I would consider him him a part of
the Avengers. I don't know what recompression...
No problem.
I don't know how that movie affected Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I haven't watched Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. in a while.
Yeah.
Because I know the Winter Soldier had a big effect on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Okay.
But, yeah, like, did Phil Coulson disappear?
Well, did he die?
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
No, I haven't seen Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Nick Fury brings him back to life.
Oh.
And that's kind of the first season's arc is why is Coulson's Phil Coulson back. Still alive? And then by the end, Captain America Winter Soldier happens, and they find out half of S.H.I.E.L.D. is Hydra, and... So he and his team go on the run.
Yeah. So, so I follow some of the Avengers on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them are training. Like, they're just training for the movie.
Yeah.
Like, Hawkeye's training, all these people. And it's like, they didn't even show up in the first one. They were mentioned. Like, Hawkeye was mentioned and... Yeah. Else was mentioned Infinity War. Someone else was mentioned, like, oh, I'm just sitting out. They're sitting out.
Well, Captain Marvel?
No, not Captain Marvel. It was one that was already there. Oh, Scott. Ant-Man. Ant-Man was sitting out.
Well, you've seen the second one, no, right?
What one?
Ant-Man and the Wasp?
No, I haven't seen the second one.
Oh, you need to watch that. I won't give you any spoilers.
I need to watch that. I haven't watched it because I've watched Ant-Man a couple times just to try and kind of put that one in place, but I can't put it in place because it's like, well, Ant-Man's okay, but it's not.
Wait, watch the second one.
Okay.
It takes place before Infinity War.
Oh, it does?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So they're going to be in Infinity. They're going to be in the second one.
Probably. Maybe.
Maybe.
You need to watch the movie.
You know that they are. You know it.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. It's a huge cliffhanger. I don't want to ruin it for you.
Whatever.
No, I'm serious.
Okay. One thing about Logan, too, that I do want to say is Stephen Merchant. He is the one that can track mutants.
Okay.
And I don't know what they call him, but he, I like his performance in it. Mm-hmm. And Patrick Stewart's performance in Logan was amazing. And how he tried to have Wolverine understand family and what family meant. So I really like that about that one. And then I know we talked about Thor Ragnarok, but
I love Thor Ragnarok.
I do like the machine gun with Carl Urban. Where Carl Urban gets the machine gun and he starts like shooting people and that with or shooting those bad guys with it, and then
when he redeems himself.
Yeah. And then that one is, that's what I like. I like that about Logan. Or no, Thor Ragnarok.
So you mentioned Wonder Woman's intro song. Mm-hmm. Do you think that in Thor Ragnarok they tried to emulate that with the Immigrant Song by Led Zeppelin?
Who were they introducing? Were they introducing Thor into the arena?
So it's most prominent when he, you know, knocks Hel after him after he has his vision of Odin. It's like, are you the god of hammers?
Yeah.
and as it starts playing and you hear Robert Plant's vocalization of the beat, the Banshee Wail. And
Yeah. Well, okay. One, I think, probably, yeah. I think they're probably trying to do it because it's so catching.
Yeah.
And I think that's what they try to do with Iron Man too, because like every time you see eight or hear AC/DC,
yeah,
it's like, oh yeah, that's Iron Man.
Yeah.
It's nobody else. Like I don't think they have a powerful, Captain America has the most powerful intro.
Yeah.
Black Panther, I'm not sure. Like
I've only seen that movie once.
Yeah, that one's just like more beat like, and the guy who did it was Kendrick Lamar, and he's a rapper. So I'm not enthralled. Like even though I've listened to rap and I enjoy rap, I'm not enthralled with the beat in that one. Like Captain America has the most powerful one I think in Marvel, and then you know Iron Man is a good one.
Yeah,
with if you do an AC/DC song, like they did AC/DC.
I'm pretty sure it's been a while since I've seen the first Iron Man, and
then with Thor, they did an okay job. I with that Immigrant Song, that's good. Hopefully, I wonder what they're gonna do in
Infinity War.
Yeah, in the second one, and then also like I think you have to go back to his movies and see what they're trying to do with it, because most of it I wasn't impressed by their music choices in Thor, because their score is okay, but I'm not gonna go and say oh yeah this is an amazing score but Wonder Woman, oh yeah dude,
yeah,
no, there's no other, like you have the original Superman intro, which is a great one, and then Wonder Woman is a great one, and then the Dark Knight series, like that's a good thing, but like there's not a distinct this is the Dark Knight, this is the Dark Knight's intro.
Have you heard the Piano Guys do the Batman songs?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you should look at that one. They start with the 60s theme and they
go through them all.
They go through them all.
Oh. Dude, that's awesome.
And once you hear how they play it, you'll be like, oh, that's it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so then it will help me spark the thing. Okay, one thing with the Batman.
Mm-hmm.
So we have iterations of him
mm-hmm.
with Adam West, Michael Keaton, Val Kilmer, George Clooney, and then Christian Bale.
Yeah, that's his name.
And then Will Arnett with being Lego Batman.
And don't forget Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck, yeah.
Who has the best fight scene in a movie as Batman. That's how Batman is supposed to really move. Whereas Ben Affleck in Dawn of Justice when he goes and rescues Martha.
That is a great fight scene.
Yeah, it's the best. That's like watching it or playing the Arkham series.
So do you think with that one, do you think the next one would be Christian Bale and Bane? Christian Bale's that one where they have the first one? The second one sucked. Like, I'm not going to lie.
So the fight scenes in that aren't really what do it for me, so I don't pay that much attention to them.
All right.
But the, like I said, the symbolism and the the tale
that's
of two
what,
cities.
That's what does it for you more. See, like for me, Dark Knight Rises, it's, I didn't see it as Tale of Two Cities, but now that I look at it, and like I've never read the book, so I need to go back and read the book to get it more, where it's like, yeah, I can see that. It's more, I think for me, it's always been more religious views.
Okay.
With like Bane and hope and despair and all that stuff. Like that's just been more like reiteration of religious views, of my religious views. Of personal stuff.
All right.
So, yeah.
Well, I think you had a good list.
I think so, too. I think you had one, too.
Well, thank you.
Like, I wasn't that... Like, I liked it. I could see all of your list. It's like, oh, yeah, I could see that.
Well, your eyes went a little wide when I said in my honorable mentions, The Dark Knight.
Well, I think because The Dark Knight... Because researching lists, the top 10 lists of other things... The Dark Knight is one or two on everybody's list.
Yeah.
And so it's not just online. Like, yeah, and you have to, like, the questions that we brought forth, like, do we like it? Is it, would we like it if Heath Ledger was still alive? Like, those have to. It's kind of like the Kurt Cobain and Tupac.
Yeah.
Thing where like Kurt Cobain was a great musician, but what if he stayed alive and didn't kill himself? Like, would he really be that great?
Well, he didn't kill himself.
What do you mean?
No.
Oh, anyways. Yeah. But like, you know, with that and then like Tupac, would we really think he's one of the best rappers ever? Because like,
I don't know. I keep all my presets of the local rap station because in hopes of hearing California Love, because I love that song.
That is a great song. That's one great song.
And they haven't played it for years, but I keep it on the preset in hopes that I could get some classic Tupac.
That stuff is still great. It teaches us a lot of stuff. But yeah. All right. Jake, thanks for coming today, man.
Well, thank you for having me.
I enjoyed this whole time, and thank you for listening. We hope that you liked it, and thank you for joining, of course, and have a good night. Oh, no.
Day or afternoon, morning, whenever you listen to this.
Yeah, please listen, and if you want to put a list up, or if you want to get... do comments about this, what you think, shoot us up. Thank you. Talk to you later.